This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
There will be more Weekends with Adele at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace as Adele is adding 34 more dates to her sold-out Las Vegas residency. The initial run began last November and was scheduled to conclude March 25th, but the singer told the audience she wasn't done yet. One of her shows in June will be filmed for a concert special. Someone like you can now get a ticket. Harry Styles and Emily Ratajkowski were caught kissing out on the streets of Tokyo. The Grammy winner and the model were swapping spit like no one was watching. Ratajkowski and Styles French kissed against a silver van during a night out where he had played back-to-back concerts as part of his Love On Tour. Well, his love is all over someone's van right now. Tory Lanez is not going to prison without a fight. After being found guilty in December of shooting Megan Thee Stallion in the foot, Lanez is filing an appeal for being convicted. Lanez claims that much of the evidence presented unfairly swayed the jury towards a guilty verdict and that even Megan's former BFF Kelsey Harris's testimony was later recanted. Guilty? Guilty! Jay-Z's net worth has swelled to an astounding $2.5 billion after selling off his 50% of Deuce Cognac back to Bacardi for $750 million in February. He's now the richest rapper in the world. Meanwhile, wife Beyoncé is worth $426 million. Ah, only $426 million? John Wick Chapter 4 crushed box office competition with a remarkable $74 million opening weekend. Boosted by positive reviews, the fourth installment in Lionsgate's action series, led by Keanu Reeves as a legendary assassin, landed the best start of the franchise. I'm sure they'll be dipping their wick in Chapter 5 soon. Tristan Thompson purchased a home just three doors down from his ex-girlfriend Khloe Kardashian, with whom he shares two children. The NBA player's new mansion has a great view of the reality star's estate in Hidden Hills, California. This is a page right out of Kanye's book, because he bought the house directly facing his ex Kim Kardashian's property. Creepy. After Vanderpump Rules star Ariana Maddox dumped Tom Sandoval for cheating on her with co-star Raquel Leviss, she took to Twitter to help promote vibrators. Partnering with Beleza as a sex toy endorsee, she promoted a free vibrator giveaway on the company's website that has given away more than 1,000 vibrators so far. That's a lot of satisfied customers. Amanda Bynes' psychiatric 5150 hold has been extended for at least another week after she was found roaming the streets of LA naked. She had apparently been living on the streets for days before she called the cops on herself. Her car had been towed in Long Beach 4 days prior, 15 miles from downtown LA where she was found. Wow, that's a long naked walk. Country star Maren Morris made it clear where she stands on Tennessee's controversial new bill restricting drag performances. Morris performed alongside Nashville drag queen Alexia Noel at a benefit concert in Nashville supporting the LGBTQ+ community, where she proudly talked about introducing her three-year-old son to drag queens backstage. Tennessee.
Idiot of the Week!
Alana Honey Boo Boo Thompson is issuing an apology after her so-called f***ing ghetto accent in a recent TikTok was dubbed racist. The reality star said her video wasn't meant to offend, claiming she only wanted to clap back at people who, quote, comment on how ghetto her speech is, unquote. Idiot. Gwyneth Paltrow thought the man who crashed into her during a 2016 skiing incident was trying to sexually assault her. She claimed that she initially heard a strange rustling noise behind her as she skied. Dr. Terry Sanderson then came up from behind and pushed his skis between her legs, and she felt a body pressing against her. Ew! Definitely no vagina candles for him. Lindsay Lohan, Jake Paul, Ne-Yo, and rapper Lil Yachty were hit with Securities and Exchange Commission charges for violating securities laws in touting cryptocurrencies. Also charged were crypto entrepreneur Justin Sun and three of his companies, which marketed brand names Tronix and BitTorrent. Don't promote crypto, kids.
Guilty!
Stranger Things star Millie Bobby Brown's debut novel will be published in September. Titled 19 Steps, the novel was inspired by the actress's grandmother, who survived the Bethnal Green tube disaster, England's biggest loss of civilian life during World War II. Congrats to Brown for adding writing to her impressive resume. This one goes to 11. Olivia Wilde claims ex-husband Jason Sudeikis is trying to litigate her into debt in their ongoing custody battle over their children. Wilde won the first round with a judge ruling that the legal war should remain in California instead of New York. Sudeikis, however, has continued to pursue the case in New York behind Wilde's back. Well, that's not very Ted Lasso.
The Trash Bin.
Blac Chyna says she has a positive co-parenting relationship with her exes Tyga and Rob Kardashian, despite years of public fights. The former reality TV star, who shares a son, 10, with Tyga, and a daughter, 6, with Kardashian, says she's been working on her relationships with the men amid a life-changing journey. Yeah, good luck.
The news wrap-up.
Elon Musk says only subscribing verified users will show up in Twitter's recommendation feed. 4G internet is set to arrive on the moon later this year. Dr. Anthony Fauci has sold his memoir for almost $5 million. AMC shares rose 18% after the news broke that Amazon is considering buying the struggling movie theater chain. Go see a movie, people!
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Dungeons & Dragons is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Morgan Wallen's One Thing at a Time remains the best-selling album for the fourth week.
The number one app.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is still the top-paid app.
The number one book.
It Starts With Us by Colleen Hoover is the top fiction book.
Subtract, Ed Sheeran's fifth and final album bearing a mathematical symbol as its title, will be released on May 5th. Sheeran wrote and recorded its 14 tracks with Aaron Dessner, keyboardist and guitarist for The National, who also had a major creative role in Taylor Swift's Folklore and Evermore albums. Ed describes the record as a return to traditional singer-songwriter performances. The themes are darker than his past albums, influenced by his wife having a tumor during her pregnancy, a copyright court battle, and the death of music entrepreneur friend Jamal Edwards. We're glad that Sheeran's wife is fine now, and that this new track has been released, which we love. Here's Ed Sheeran with the song of the week, Eyes Closed.
Illusion is here again, and I think you'll come home soon. But what brings me right back in? Then it's only me that's in this room. I guess I could just pretend the colors are more than blue. But I lost more than my friend. I can't help but missing you. I pictured this month a little bit different. No one is ever ready. And when it unfolds, you get in a hole. Oh, how can it be this heavy? Everything changes, nothing's the same. Except the truth is now you're gone. Life just goes on. So I'm dancing with my eyes closed.
Ed Ed Sheeran with the song of the week, Eyes Closed. Find us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.